Good morning. You're listening to 4daily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests. I have Aaron Perner, who's CEO with Cap Carpets, and Tom Peck, who's president of manufacturing at White Oak, which is one of Cap Carpets' properties. How you guys doing today?
Doing good. Doing great. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Good to talk to you guys. Just last week, we ran this big news that you actually are buying Carousel Carpets from the Dixie Group. And a little background on that, the Dixie Group had acquired Carousel as part of their Robotex acquisition. I think Robotex acquired Carousel in 2010, and Dixie acquired both of those businesses, and now you're buying it. And an interesting part of that is that, Tom, you've actually got some history with that brand. Why don't we start out by talking, Tom, a little bit about your background in the business?
Thank you, Kev. I'm really excited about it. I started with carpet about 30 years ago and actually started with Carousel Carpets and worked for them for about 10 years as their manager of engineering and development. So a lot of the machinery that we're acquiring, I built and designed and then modified. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. And then in some part of your career, you left Carousel and you've been over at White Oak. How many years have you been at White Oak now?
About 13, 14 years. Actually, my father and I started White Oak in 1996 and it has since sold and been acquired by Cap Carpets about, I think, Aaron, what, 4 or 5 years ago.
I see. And Carousel was a West Coast operation, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so when it was acquired by Dixie, it was on the West Coast. They've now since moved that equipment to Dalton, and then you're going to move it over to North Carolina, right?
That's correct. We hope to start that process in the next week or two, actually moving the equipment.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you plan to integrate the White Oak setup with what you're getting from Carousel?
It'll be a fairly simple integration. The machinery that Carousel has is real similar to ours. Doesn't have the upgrades that we've made to ours or innovation, so it'll be the basic machinery, but it'll integrate well, and then we can upgrade it to basically make the same carpets that we're making.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the technology for much of what you guys do, I mean, most people know White Oak is super high-quality, upper-end residential custom carpet, and you use pass machinery, right?
Some of it's pass machine, some of it's machinery that we have built in-house. It's proprietary to us and uses technology that we've developed, and that allows us to make some carpets that it's hard for others to duplicate. Not impossible, but makes it difficult for others to duplicate.
All right. Now, Aaron, as you get into the integration of this, tell us what this means from a customer standpoint.
I'm very excited, Kemp, for the customers. As a matter of fact, I'd like to speak just briefly, if I could, about Dixie placed a very high importance on making sure the winding down of the business was best for the customer. You know, I think it says a lot about the Friersons and the organization that they lead. You know, I'm just very proud that we were the beneficiary of the equipment. But a part of that is that we're going to work together very closely where it makes sense to help wind down and transition the order so that quality and service is not impacted at all. As a matter of fact, I think you'll probably hear some interesting things when you speak to the Dixie Group, but they have some long-term strategic plans that this is a nice transition for them and it's a nice transition for us. But I think what we're going to find is that the customers, in particular, the tufted side, not the hand-woven side, okay, because mm-hmm. There's two parts of Carousel right now, but the tufted side in particular, you know, within the next, you know, probably 30, 45 days, a lot of the products that are already out on the street, the things that Carousel was known for, and I would say that in particular, Tom, it's important to make a call out. We're going to go back to our roots, you know, the quality, you know, the timeliness and expectations around the delivery of the products with Carousel. And, you know, we're not going to carry the Carousel brand forward, mm-hmm. at least in the foreseeable year, but it will become White Oak, Carousel by White Oak. And so a lot of the products that are out there that are available that are in the books, in the tufting side of the business, within the next 30, 45 days, we'll have pricing. As a matter of fact, I would say that this acquisition makes us the largest made-to-order mill in America. And I'm not sure with our pass machine capability that we're not the largest pass machine maker in the world.
And so you'll be at Surfaces this year talking about the integration of this?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Kemp, what's amazing is that there's certain things that we're going to have that we already had in the plans that this just fit in perfectly for us, mm-hmm. which is the ability to turn around custom strike-offs for customers faster, mm-hmm. this is going to help us even more. It will open up our capacity. We, you know, we've already grown substantially. This permits us to grow even faster and have the capability to reach parts of the market in, you know, elegant simplicity, the things that Carousel was known for, and high quality, exclusive distribution. Those are the things that we're really going to bring back. So surfaces, what you'll see is, frankly, a brand new category of product that really is more known in the handmade side of the business. And I'm just going to tease the market a little bit with that. But the other things that are going to happen is our booth will be entirely new product this year. You're going to see a lot of, you know, items that are available for sampling. But then there's also going to be all brand new stuff in the booth and a couple of R&D or development samples that are out there that we'll be getting feedback on. So very excited about surfaces.
Now, and let's talk to just a quick fiber type, since most of the people listening are really tuned into how things are made. Obviously, you're in the wool business, but you're also in the upper-end nylon business, right?
What we primarily do is it's all natural fibers.
Okay.
And so, you know, we're very proud of our relationship with the Mohair Council of America.
Okay.
And so we can actually make an all-American product with American mohair and then wool. Those are the two primary. But we also do some exclusive high-end, you know, kind of tickle of luster with some of the nylon products that are available.
Okay. All right. So there is some nylon, but it's mostly custom there.
It's mostly blends. So what you'll get is just accent yarn.
Well, that's exciting news. And I think I'm going to see you this week in Washington, aren't I?
Looking forward to it, Kip. But, you know, I can't wait to see what CCA has in store for us.
Yeah.
Okay. Some new exciting things, I'm certain.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is big news. I wanted to make sure we talked about it. Again, been talking to Aaron Perner, who's CEO of Cap Carpets, and Tom Peck, who's president of manufacturing at White Oak, about White Oak's acquisition of the Carousel brand and its equipment. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.